KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Fizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
To go up under this add-on, or should I pull the linoleum flooring up and the plywood underneath and insulate and then put the flooring back on?
Well, Janet, it sounds from your question like you have the ability to get underneath that floor without tearing it up, and that would be optimal if that's the case. So let's presume that your area is over a crawl space, and if that's the correct situation, you would want to insert insulation between the floor joists, and you would do it from the underside. Tearing that floor out from the top when you can get under, it just doesn't make any sense. So I would insulate that floor, but I would also make sure that I'm checking the ceiling above. If there is an attic space above that room, that area should also be insulated. And then thirdly, you could do the walls, making sure that you're sealing out any gaps that could be forming around there. But generally, the most important thing to insulate in any area is the ceiling first, followed by the floors. I mean, always think about the heat escapes from your head. So like put a hat on your head, put an insulation in the attic. That will do the same kind of thing, you know, just because the heat rises. And floors are generally easier to insulate, and the walls are kind of the hardest. So they would be the last step unless you're doing some major construction or some other work inside the house. But either way, this is wonderful. You're trying to seal out those energy leak areas, and it's definitely easier to go from under the floor and above the ceiling than taking it apart from the middle. I hope that makes some sense to you, and you get cozy real soon, Janet.
All right, Leslie, we've got Gary in my home state of Michigan on the line who's dealing with some concrete issues. What's going on, Gary?
I have a concrete porch that was installed about 10 years ago. And the top is flaking pretty quickly, it seems like. And I just need to know what is the best solution to take care of this problem.
Yeah, Gary, you know, it's hard when the concrete kind of just starts to flake apart. And generally it happens because there's a crack, water gets underneath it, that crack sort of freezes and it kind of starts to lift up and then fall apart. If you try to just put some regular concrete on top of it, nothing's going to stick. So you really need to look for a product that's made for repair, resurfacing, and that's formulated to really stick to those areas. You want to look at Quikrete. It has a product called Recap, and that will do just that. In fact...
Is that the real light one, Leslie, with, like, the silicone?
Yeah, well, no. This one's kind of a gray concrete tone. You mix it up, and it's interesting because it kind of feels like a little bit of an epoxy mix when you mix it, but it's like... It's almost like it's rubbery. It has that like compoundy feel, but it's definitely worth the work. You can also use a paddle mixer when you're doing larger projects. I remember when I did the basement floor and had to mix up large bits of adhesive, I used that mixer paddle to sort of build up a 5-gallon bucket of the mastic, which really was hugely helpful. But you kind of mix it, you pour it out, you can sort of travel it out or use the bottom of a broom or a brush to push it around, and then it kind of finishes up the space as well. Because you're outside, you want to have something that's got a little bit of a grit to it, so you can use a broom finish that will help you make sure you don't slip when it does get icy outside, but it's designed to stick, and it sticks like crazy to that old concrete surface, and that's really what you want, and that's really going to give you a whole new concrete look when you are done. So definitely a project that's wonderful for you and the best way for you to proceed with these situations. Thanks so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. You know, Halloween is right around the corner. You might be running out of time, but you still want to haunt your house in style. So coming up, we've got some easy last-minute Halloween decor ideas that you can whip up in a single afternoon using stuff that you've already got at home. No craft store trip required. That's coming up next after this. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quikrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at Pavestone.com.
That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, Money Pit listeners, are you ready to give your kitchen or bath a seriously stunning upgrade without the cost or mess of a full renovation? Well, we have teamed up with our friends at Deich Coatings to give one lucky listener a Marble Dream resurfacing kit. It's a DIY kit that can completely transform your old laminate, wood, or stone countertops into gorgeous full marble in just a weekend. And get this, it's a prize worth around $150. It's got everything you need in that kit. It is a wonderful kit that will deliver professional results that are beautiful, durable, and best part, totally doable. To enter to win our Marble Dream Kit giveaway, give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement questions. You can check the kit out at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. But give us a call for your chance to win. Well, if Halloween totally snuck up on you this year, don't worry. There is still time to turn your space from ho-hum to haunted. And the best part, these last-minute ideas use things that you likely already have lying around the house. So let's start with an all-time favorite. Ghosts that are made from cheesecloth or gauze. You want to drape them over balloons or a foam ball or even an upside-down mixing bowl. And you can spray that cheesecloth or gauze with starch, or you can dilute some glue, and that's going to stiffen the shape. And once it dries, voila! You have floating ghosts to hang from trees or from the chandelier. You can make them big. You can make them small. They are so fun, and they look great. If you have some black felt kicking around, you can cut out little circle eyes and whatnot for funny faces and glue them right to the cheesecloth. Now, black trash bags, those equal instant Halloween magic. You can cut them into large spider web shapes and tape them to the windows, the wall, the porch railing. And if you add a big DIY spider made from rolled up socks or newspaper wrapped in black duct tape, you have got a web that looks store-bought but isn't. Now, when it comes to making the spider web out of the black trash bags, you kind of fold them up like you would paper when you're making like paper dolls or gingerbread men, that type of thing. And then, or even the snowflakes from when you were kids, and just kind of work on a quarter of it and cut out, you know, a part of your spider web shape. And when you unfold it, ta-da! Now, if you want to do a spooky silhouette, you can turn plain paper or cardboard into those eerie silhouettes. So like a cat or a bat or a witch or a spooky tree, you cut them out and backlight them with LED candles in the window or lanterns on your porch. Even simple black construction paper cutouts on the wall will add that creepy drama. If you want some candlelight with a twist, grab your glass jars, mason jars, or old candle holders and wrap them in torn up gauze or tissue to make mummy lights. You can add googly eyes and drop in LED tea lights or battery-operated candles. They're safe, they're glowy, and they add perfect Halloween vibes to your mantle and your steps. And here's a fun one, DIY potion bottles. Raid your pantry, empty spice jars, wine bottles, olive oil containers, they can all become witchy potions. You add food coloring to water, and then you make a handwritten label, or if you're good with the Photoshop or InDesign, you can make a really cool-looking label, and you can write things like zombie breath or troll tears, and then you arrange them on a tray or a bookshelf or the mantle or whatever, and they become awesome and creepy. So even if you waited until now, you know, the last howl, you can still transform your home into a Halloween haven. It's not about just spending money. It's about getting creative, having fun, and maybe using some of those mystery craft supplies that you kind of been hoarding for years, thinking, oh, one day I will use this random piece of moss. Well, today is that day, my friends.
Just think, Leslie, if you're only passionate about it.
Oh, my God. I love Halloween. I love it.
No way.
All right, Jimmy, who's up next? And hopefully they love Halloween, too.
All right, Leslie, Lauren left us a message and has a question about some siding issues and some overgrowth. Let's see what she has to say.
Last year, my husband and I moved into a split-level ranch that was built in 1957, and at the time that we moved in, it had been vacant for a while, and it was somewhat neglected, and there was a lot of ivy and other plants that had grown up against the house. So when we moved in and had those removed, we noticed that there was a lot of damage to the siding underneath. The siding is cedar siding, and as far as we can tell, it's not been well-maintained, so we aren't sure when it was sealed last or painted last, missing a lot of caulk, a lot of gaps, in addition to the damage that the plants have done to it. So we're wondering if cedar siding is always worth salvaging, or if we should maybe consider a different siding material. And then the other question is, if the cedar siding is worth saving and fixing up, who would we contact to do that? What type of contractor? Would we contact a painter? Are painters usually equipped to also do cedar siding repair?
Yeah, I know ivy always seems like a great idea when it's first planted. It's kind of charming, and it's even pretty when it's on a brick building, but it's not the best thing for the building itself. Beautiful to look at, but not the best. You know, when you put it on a house that has wood siding, I think the siding, well, rather, I think the ivy thinks that the siding is the dirt, and it just kind of finds a way to go under the boards and around the boards and in through everything. So it's going to end up being a lot more maintenance to keep wood siding, to keep those vines from growing on top of it. Other sidings are going to be gorgeous too. They're just going to have different levels of maintenance. So I think with the cedar siding, it's a lot more maintenance than, say, a vinyl siding. But I don't think the fact that you've had some damage to it means that you should completely go in a totally different direction. What I would suggest is you get a good painter to work on prepping that material. It's going to have to probably be wire brushed, sanded, scraped, kind of whatever it takes to get that surface ready to accept the new paint. And when you do that, at that point, you'll know how many boards have to be replaced. And the painter may be able to do that, but you'll probably need to hire maybe just a carpenter or a handyman to come and take care of that part of it. Now, in terms of staining, I would recommend that you prime it and then use a solid color stain, because that's just going to last the longest. It's the most saturated. It really does a good job to kind of stay on the house, keep the house stained, and caulk the seams. And you can even also at that point caulk around the windows and the doors, because that's something typically a painter would do. But if you decide to take everything off, I would probably recommend that you go with a hardy plank siding, because hardy is the brand. Plank, so it can be hardy plank or hardy shingle. That's just sort of the shape of the siding. Is it a cementitious composite, Jim? It's kind of like a cement-based material.
Mm-hmm.
I have it on my house. It actually matches the color of the original siding. It's very beautiful. It's super durable. Everything is factory painted on all sides. And I think we put up our siding right after Hurricane Sandy, which would be 13 years ago, because that's how old Charlie is. So that's how I always know.
That's how you gauge it, yeah.
I mean, I haven't had to do anything except pressure wash a couple of areas, you know, get rid of some spider webs. Maybe there's a little mildew in one spot.
Oh, that should be covered under warranty. Spider webs? Come on.
Bah, it's so great, and it's so durable. It is a little bit on the expensive side, but I just don't think you have to tear it all out because a little ivy got too close. I think you can restore it. You know what's always interesting? When the ivy comes off the siding, but yet you still see all those little, I mean, it's almost like tentacles from like an octopus. You can kind of see the remnants of it on the house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you. There's some stuff you can do to sort of just refinish. You can change it if you want. I'm not sure what your budget is. Perhaps you're that secret Powerball winner in, I don't know, California, and you want to just do big projects. Then if that's you,
great.
Hurrah. But you've got a lot of good options here with your siding. I don't think you're out of luck just because you had some ivy.
Laura, thanks for reaching out to us at the Money Pit.
Coming up, we're sharing the spookiest, most budget-friendly ways to turn your yard into a haunted masterpiece. With glowing eyes in the bushes, floating ghosts in the trees, and creepy cauldrons that bubble and glow,
ooh,
these DIY Halloween lighting effects are quick, clever, and guaranteed to delight your trick-or-treaters or totally freak them out in the best way possible. That's what I mean. I mean, you know, scare them just a little. Stay tuned on how to bring your spooky yard to life after this.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes and Women in Government Board Chair. October 20th is World Osteoporosis Day. Osteoporosis can affect anyone over 50, even vibrant and athletic women. That's what makes this bone disease invisible and potential bone breaks so serious. Spinal fractures are the most common, yet heavily undiagnosed because height loss and back pain are often associated with aging or strain. Talk to your healthcare provider about osteoporosis screening and treatment. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, gets a lot of interesting calls to his office when folks are ready to tackle their gutters.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Marine Corporal Tisha Kay suffered spinal injuries and post-traumatic stress after multiple deployments. Her service dog, Q's, learned to pick up dropped keys, open doors, and interrupt flashbacks with a gentle paw. After 18 months of training, they graduated as a certified team. Tisha now speaks at veteran events about the power of patience, saying, "Q's didn't just give me independence, he gave me courage." For more inspirational stories and conversations, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What impact did the No Kings rally have on American discourse? Why is corporate America cashing in on the post-woke agenda? And how can political parties rein in the violent rhetoric?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, Money Pit listeners, we have a great prize up for grabs for you this hour. We have teamed up with our friends at Deich Coatings to give one lucky listener a Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit. That's a DIY kit that can completely transform any old laminate wood or stone countertop into gorgeous full marble in just a weekend, and it's a prize worth around $150. You can have a beautiful look that feels modern and high-end without the demo, the dust, or that high bill from a contractor. And hey, if you've already used one of Deich's kits to create your own dream surface, don't forget to enter it into their 2025 Show Us Your Countertops contest. They're looking for amazing DIY transformations, and your project could win big. But don't wait. That entry deadline is October 31st. To enter their contest, you want to head on over to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. But for your chance to win here at the Money Pit, give us a call with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you've ever wanted to create a front yard so spooky that it stops trick-or-treaters in their tracks, but you don't want to break the bank doing it, we've got five fun, simple, and seriously effective lighting tricks that will make your home the eeriest on the block. So let's start with something ghostly and glowing, ghost lanterns in the tree. All you need are some white balloons, cheesecloth, fishing line, and a few glow sticks or LED tea lights. So this is the same as before. You're going to blow up that balloon. You're going to drape it with the cheesecloth. It doesn't work, though, if it's rainy outside, because the whole goal here is to sort of put that glue on the cheesecloth, have it shaped to the balloon, pop it once it's dried, you know? But if it gets damp, it's going to go womp, womp. So if it's a nice, dry Halloween, this is awesome. So what you want to do is, once you have the balloon with the ghost ready to go, you want it to look like a floating head. You can drop a glow stick inside that balloon. You can drape them with fishing line from tree branches or the porch eaves, and they'll kind of sway in the wind like glowing spirits. It's classic. It's still super creepy. You can use the glue to make them stiff and form. You can use the balloon to just kind of be a sort of a head shape. Either way, awesome use for cheesecloth, because how often are you like wrapping up veggies for soup? Not very. So you've got cheesecloth in the drawer. Break it out. Now, it's super important also to think about what the house looks like at night. So maybe get some color-changing porch lights. You can swap out your regular porch bulbs for smart bulb or simple colored party bulbs like red or purple or orange. You can set them to flicker. If you want to get fancy, you can use a smart app to program spooky pulses or lighting effects. And if you really want to amp it up, you can set a spotlight in your yard to shine up onto your siding or your windows. It casts an ominous shadow, and it gives your house the haunted mansion glow. It works great with like a strobing effect, or purple or red, I find, works the best. Now, here's a subtle but great effect: glowing eyes in the bushes. You can grab some empty toilet paper rolls and cut out pairs of spooky eyes. You can line the inside with red or green cellophane, and then you drop in a battery tea light or a glow stick, and then you tuck them into bushes, flower beds, under the steps, and once the sun goes down, it looks like all kinds of creatures are lurking around your home watching. It's the best. Now, let's light the path to your haunted house. Lanterns, or witch lights, we'll call them. Mm-hmm. You can use mason jars, painted tin cans, or recycled food containers, and fill them with fairy lights or glow sticks. Wrap them in gauze. You can paint on jack-o'-lantern faces. You can label them witch's brew or enter if you dare. And you can line that walkway for a soft, eerie glow that will guide those trick-or-treaters in, if they are brave enough. And finally, our favorite show stopper. It's a DIY cauldron. It smokes and glows. You're going to need a plastic cauldron, a fog machine, or some dry ice. Always use gloves when you're handling the dry ice, and some purple or green LED lights. You can place your fog source inside the cauldron and light it from below, and suddenly it looks like a witch is cooking up something real. And you can add a speaker with a bubbling sound effect, and this setup is guaranteed to be a neighborhood favorite. You don't need a big budget or a pro setup to create big Halloween drama, you guys. Just a few smart ideas and a little creativity. And best of all, these spooky lighting projects are easy enough to pull off in a weekend afternoon, just in time to haunt your money pit in style. I love this time of year. I think you can all tell. All right, Jim, who's up next?
All right, Leslie, we're going to head out to Delaware now, kind of in your neck of the country there. And we've got Debbie on the line, and she's got something, it says here, about smoke smell and paint and a popcorn ceiling. What's going on there, Debbie?
And I bought the house I'm in. It has like a popcorn ceiling. And the ceiling was just, you know, you could lift a picture even on the wall, so you could see the nicotine stain on the wall. Anyways, it was painted over by contractors, but I'm not sure what's happening in the kitchen especially. It's on the sides where it meets the vertical walls. What would be more economical or wiser to actually have that a professional come and scrape that ceiling off? Or would the labor be so intensive as maybe to put a thin layer, if it's possible, like a sheetrock up there, or possibly maybe a wood treatment? I live in a beachy area, and I think I've seen some homes that do have wood in the ceiling, sort of like maybe a whitewash type of thing. I'm not sure.
All right. Hey, Debbie. Well, here's the thing. If you've got a section of popcorn ceiling that's not adhering, it's separating, sadly, you're going to have to scrape off the rest. And, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean the entire ceiling, but you do have to get rid of anything that's loose because you're not going to be able to reseal that. And once you do this, there's a type of popcorn repair product that comes in sort of like a large aerosol can, and you would have to, of course, mask off the cabinets and anything else in that area that you don't want to get this on, and then you can spray it and restore that gap area where you took off the old loose popcorn. Now, it is going to be a different color, so then you would have to paint the popcorn ceiling. It's not a great project. I truly just hate painting ceilings in general. I feel like no matter what I do, it hurts my neck. So there's got to be a better way, but sadly, that's just the issue when painting a ceiling. However, when you paint a popcorn ceiling, if you happen to just go at the popcorn with a traditional roller, what's going to happen is you're going to roll onto the popcorn ceiling, and the style of roller and the wet of the paint is just going to pull the rest of that popcorn away. So you have to go with one that's made specifically for popcorn ceilings. It's kind of like a thick roller, and it has slices in it, almost like a spiral ham. And it uses a lot of paint. And then you use that on the ceiling and just kind of work your way from one side to the other. And you can put a second coat on if you need. I mean, most people don't really like popcorn ceilings anymore. But you've got one, so you're kind of stuck with it.
I really don't like it.
I shouldn't say you're stuck with it. It's just, it's a bigger project. It's another project. If you want to just make that popcorn ceiling go away completely, you can scrape it all off. And then once you're done and that surface is smooth, you would prime it and then paint it. And in this case, instead of using a ceiling paint, which kind of has a little bit of a sheen to it, I would go with a flat paint, period. Not even a ceiling paint, just a flat old latex paint, because that lack of sheen will make any unevenness in that ceiling surface kind of go away. If there is a sheen, you will notice every imperfection. And I'm sad to say that when you do take off a popcorn ceiling, there are going to be imperfections. So if you do choose to scrape it all off, sand it, get it smooth, prime it, and just paint it with a simple flat paint, and it comes out pretty good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you reaching out to me.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Debbie. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Halloween's over. I know it's not technically, but, you know, I'm giving you tips for when Halloween is over. Well, we want your porch to look really good, right? And not look like it's just been a mess of trick-or-treaters. So we're going to share some tips on how you can pack away all of those spooky decorations so they're ready to go next year. We've got Halloween cleanup made simple next. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, Money Pit listeners, you want to give your kitchen or bath a seriously stunning upgrade without the cost or mess of a full renovation? Well, our friends at Deich Coatings are helping us give one lucky listener a Marble Dream resurfacing kit. That's a DIY kit that can completely transform all your old laminate, wood, and stone surfaces into gorgeous full marble in just a weekend. It's a prize worth around $150. You can check it out at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com, but give us a call for help with your home improvement projects and for your chance to win at 888-MONEY-PIT. All right, so Halloween came, you spooked the neighbors, the kids cleaned you out of candy, and now your porch looks like the aftermath of a haunted hayride. Well, before the cobwebs start blowing into your gutters and the pumpkins turn to mush, let's talk about how to wrap up Halloween the right way with smart storage, safe cleanup, and a head start on next year. So let's start with the pumpkins. I mean, let's tackle the messiest, gross part first. If they are still in good shape and you didn't carve them, you're in luck. Those uncut pumpkins can actually last a while and be repurposed into fall decor. Just add a few mums, and blammo, you have a great Thanksgiving display. Now, if you have carved rotting pumpkins, you can compost them. Pumpkins are great organic material for garden beds. Just remove the candles if there's paint or decorations. No compost pile. You can check with your local municipality. Some towns do offer drop-off spots for yard waste and organics after Halloween. I kind of just toss them into the flower bed, too. Not all of them, but I do toss one or two in there because the squirrels will continue to eat them, and they're good for the garden bed. So good tip there. Also, I do just drag some to the curb. You know, what are you going to do? Got to get rid of them. Now, indoor decor, you can sort and store them all smartly. Don't just toss everything into one bin. Take an extra 15 minutes, sort the decor by type or room, wrap string lights and delicate garlands around cardboard to keep them from nodding, and use clear bins or labels so that next year's setup is quick and painless. Also, ditch that broken skeleton and those melted candles now. Don't store things that you're just going to throw away next year. Chuck them. Buy something on sale and replace that space with something new and fun. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I'm going to do. I don't know. Who knows? And your outdoor decor, dry it out before you box it up. If you've had an inflatable, those faux gravestones or spooky lights outside, make sure everything is dry before you store it. That moisture can lead to mold and damage. You want to lay everything out on a tarp in the garage for a few hours before you pack it up. You can store those Halloween items together in a bin labeled Porch and Yard Halloween. You will thank yourself when it's time to go next October. Hopefully we start a week or so earlier so you can really scare the neighbors. And batteries and technology. You want to remove the batteries from anything that lights up or moves. Storing batteries inside is the fastest way to kill the battery, but also the product. You want to store spare bulbs and remote controls in a zip bag and toss it right into the bin with the thing that it controls. And just like that, you have cleared out the haunted house and made room for all the cozy fall vibes and maybe even just a little hint of holiday sparkle coming your way next. Your Halloween's decor is safe, your pumpkins are doing the part in the compost bin, and your sanity is intact. Now on to Thanksgiving.
Fall is the perfect time to knock out those small but mighty home projects. And coming up in Leslie's Last Word, easy weekend wins to keep your house clean, cozy, and winter ready. From water heaters to furnace filters to chemical-free cleaning tricks you can make yourself, Leslie will show you how to set your home up for a smooth season ahead. That's next on The Money Pit.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
.org.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes and Women in Government Board Chair. October 20th is World Osteoporosis Day. Osteoporosis can affect anyone over 50, even vibrant and athletic women. That's what makes this bone disease invisible and potential bone breaks so serious. Spinal fractures are the most common, yet heavily undiagnosed because height loss and back pain are often associated with aging or strain. Talk to your healthcare provider about osteoporosis screening and treatment. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Time now for Jim's email portion of the show. Who's up, Jimmy?
Bosley. Bosley wrote in and says, I want to remove a bathroom mirror that's glued to a wall, but I have no idea how to get it off the wall. What's the best way to go about doing this, and what kind of protective gear might I need?
Well, obviously, Bosley, your angels will help you with this project.
You're showing our age, Leslie.
No, we're young and vibrant, Jim.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. All right, Bosley, this is a tricky one. So first of all, you can't pry it off the wall, obviously, because it's going to break, and that's what makes it very dangerous. You have to protect yourself, your face, your hands, all of that when you're doing this. Now, here's a trick. If you can get a wire behind that mirror, you can kind of draw that wire. And sometimes people use like piano wire or picture hanging wire, guitar string, that's another one. And you use it to saw back and forth behind that mirror. Somebody's got to kind of hold the front so it doesn't all fall off. But you can kind of just pry through that glue and separate it enough from the wall. It's going to get weaker as you get to this process, and it will eventually fall from the wall. But you'll find that the wall will be not as damaged as it could have been. Maybe you didn't break the mirror. Maybe you didn't get 7 years of bad luck. But you're going to have to, you know, kind of maybe prep that wall a little bit for what you're going to refinish it. You might even need to put another layer of drywall over. It's just kind of a tricky job. So good luck with it. Call in those angels. They're just busy blowing out their hair and putting on matching outfits anyway to fight crime. So grab a buddy, angel or not, and good luck with this, all right?
Are you looking for some easy weekend wins to keep your house clean, cozy, and winter ready? Well, from water heaters to furnace filters and chemical-free cleaning tricks, Leslie has some awesome tips in her last word. Go for it, Leslie.
All right. It's my last word. That's not true.
Da-da-da-da.
I'm going to talk forever and ever. You know this.
You get the last word in, at least.
All right, guys. Well, fall is the season where everything feels a little cozier, and it's also the perfect time to knock out those easy home projects that keep things running smoothly all winter long. So let's start with hot water, because nobody wants a cold shower in January. Now is a great time to give that water heater a little TLC. If you've got a tank-style heater, drain off a couple of gallons of water to flush out the sediment. That's going to make it work harder than it has to. Just be sure that the unit's been turned off and has had an hour to cool before you touch a thing. Now, while you're in that zone, you can swap out your furnace filter. It's a small job, but it's got a big payoff. You'll get cleaner air. You'll get lower heating bills. Bonus points if you set a reminder to change it monthly all winter long. And since we'll all be sealed up in the house soon, this is your moment to give everything a good natural clean. White vinegar and water make those windows sparkle. Salt and baking soda, they are the dream team for scrubbing. And a little olive oil and lemon juice can make your furniture gleam without a single harsh chemical. If you want some more ideas, there's a full list of natural cleaning recipes at moneypit.com. Small projects now equal a warm, clean, and happy home later. Coming up next week, is your kitchen ready for the real holiday hustle? I mean, it is about to get real busy up in that spot. Suddenly, you're baking pies, you're bringing things to friends' houses, people are popping over for 20-course meals. Who knew that your kitchen could stand up to all of this? We're going to share easy ways to prep your space for that extra cooking and baking and entertaining that is just around the corner. We've got deep cleaning tips to a few clever organizing moves that will make your kitchen feel ready for anything. Now, your kitchen will be ready. You? I don't know.
I can't speak
to that. But whether you're hosting or just feeding the crew, this is the weekend to get it done. That's next week on The Money Pit. Remember, guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next time.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show.
Hey.
pick up the telephone.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
If you want to be wealthy, you have to have a wealthy mindset. How?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Walk away from easy money. Ignore most of the headlines because 95% of them are garbage. Always continue to reinvest.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Republicans are gearing for a battle in the wake of the Arctic Frost spy case. It's been revealed to a widespread Biden administration spy operation that sought to learn more about the activities of conservative organizations. Critics says it was a mass surveillance operation into the conservative movement at large. The late Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA was spied on, part of former special counsel Jack Smith's fishing expedition against President Trump. South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham tells the Salem Radio Network the investigations into President Trump were clearly politically motivated.
I don't think it's an accident that from the time he announced in November to August of 23, that there was an avalanche of legal cases against him that would make it hard for him to be successful in 24. And I think all of us got caught up in that network of trying to take Trump down.
Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says nearly a dozen Republican senators, himself included, were the targets of telecommunications subpoenas thanks to a whistleblower. Other organizations within the conservative orbit were also targets of Biden's Justice Department. The Trump administration has announced more restrictions on members of the news media.
Reporters with White House press credentials will no longer be able to access an area of the West Wing known as Upper Press without an appointment. It's long been an area where reporters would gather to talk with the press secretary and communications staff. A White House memo cited concerns about protecting sensitive material. Earlier this month, dozens of reporters turned in access badges and left the Pentagon rather than agree to restrictions on their work there imposed by the Trump administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
British police say 10 people have been taken to hospitals after a mass stabbing attack on a London-bound train, 9 of them with life-threatening injuries. British transport police are investigating the situation. More at townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
Tuesday is an off-year election, but there are a number of key races on tap. Governorships of Virginia and New Jersey and the mayoral election in New York City. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says President Trump has significantly increased GOP voter turnout.
To get them out again takes more effort. It takes enthusiasm. And since we are in an off-year cycle right now, without President Trump at the top of the ticket because he dynamically alters how people turn out, that is going to be a problem that Republicans have to continue to address going into the future.
McGuire says Democrat candidates are not hiding their radical views.
When they show you the Nazi tattoo, when they show you the socialists, you have to believe that is the core of their party, because both of those candidates are unapologetically backed by Bernie Sanders.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. On the West Coast, California advocates are making a final push for a statewide referendum to redraw the congressional map. Breaking news at townhall.com. The Red Cross has transferred the remains of three people to Israel, but Israeli military officials say they are not those of missing hostages. That follows Israel's return Friday of the bodies of 30 Palestinians to authorities in Gaza. That completed an exchange after militants turned over remains of two hostages in a sign that the tense Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreement is edging forward. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says things are returning to normal in his home country.
The cafes are full. We're waiting for the tourists to come back. We're already starting to get tourists back. This happened just literally within a week. International airlines are renewing their flights to and from Tel Aviv. All of that is yes. And Israel today is more secure than it's probably ever been.
Dr. Michael Oren spoke to the Salem Radio Network. The president has ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military inaction in Nigeria due to the persecution of Christians there. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, live in a money pit. Pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I am Leslie Segretti, and with me is Jim Kenzie. Jim, how's it going this hour?
Good. I'm just honing my button boy skills behind the console here.
Well, you're an excellent button boy, and so much more, sir. Do not sell yourself short.
Oh, I'm just teasing. A little self-deprecation never hurt anybody.
I know. We're both really good at it.
No, I'm worse at it than you are.
No, I'm worser.
Oh, my God. What a team. Okay.
I know. We're really a bunch of dodo birds, and somehow we are in charge of this wonderful show, The Money Pit.
Okay.
So let's get to the wonderful content that we're sharing with you guys to make sure that your home is in tip-top shape. So first up, and I think this is most importantly for, you know, days away from Halloween, you're running out of time, but you still want to haunt your house in style? Coming up, we've got some easy last-minute Halloween decor ideas that you can whip up in a single afternoon using stuff you probably already have at home. From creepy candles to ghostly garlands, we're going to show you how to get festive fast. No trip to the craft store required. And we are sharing the spookiest, most budget-friendly ways to turn your yard into a haunted masterpiece with glowing eyes in the bushes, floating ghosts in the trees, and creepy cauldrons that bubble and glow. These DIY Halloween lighting effects are quick, clever, and guaranteed to delight those trick-or-treaters. Or totally freak them out in the best way possible. So stay tuned for how to bring your spooky yard to, you know, a reality here. And now that we've decorated and sadly, eventually Halloween will be over. Well, not really, but let's pretend, you know.
Just because the neighbors take their stuff down, Leslie, doesn't mean you have to.
I know. So don't worry, guys. Coming up, we're going to share some smart tips for packing away those spooky decorations so they last longer, storing those outdoor inflatables without the tangles, and even what to do with those rotting pumpkins. Hint, don't just toss them. We've got your Halloween cleanup made simple. Yes, I'm doing a whole hour dedicated to Halloween because I love it, and I hope that you guys too. So give us a call right now at 888-MONEY-PIT. So we can help you out. Jim, who's up first?
Well, Leslie, we love family projects, and we've got John from Texas who has exactly that thing going on with his daughter building a house. What's the project, John?
I'm building a little 16 by 36, two-bedroom, small place.
Okay.
I'm at the roof.
All right, well, you're at the roof. You're getting there.
Different people telling me what to do. I've got the rafters up, and I've been told since I'm going with a metal roof, just lath it right now and put the metal down to the lathing and roof. But I built houses with my grandfather, and we always decked a house.
Yeah, lots of folks have done it like that for years, yeah.
And my brother's telling me, oh, you got to deck it and then put your lathing on top of that and then your metal. I was listening to y'all over the weekend right before I was starting on this roof deal, and I thought I'd see what your thoughts on it were.
All right, so when you say deck it, just for people who are not familiar, what you're basically referring it to here is using plywood sheathing, like sheets of plywood, on top of those roofing rafters. Now, a couple of things to think about there. First of all, if you do put sheathing onto the roof, it's going to be structurally a lot stronger than if you just put the lath down, which is sort of like that 1x3 strips that goes all the way down the roof. Now, in the old days, that's how we used to build roofs, but I mean, it's kind of not been that way since the mid to late 1800s. And then it kind of laid on it and had like cedar shingles nailed right to that lath. So there's really nothing wrong with doing it that way because it has been around so long. I do think that the plywood approach is going to be stronger and it's going to be quieter. I mean, you have to remember when it rains, it's really loud on that metal roof. So you've got to find something that will make it quieter. And if you were to put a roof sheathing in between it, then also you can insulate right up under it using the insulation on the back of the roofing shingles. And so there's a lot of reasons I think that I would probably just use solid decking on the project.
That was my thought, for the strength mainly that I knew would be there. That's tying everything together.
Yeah, all right, absolutely, you know. The only other suggestion we would have for you is to check with the manufacturer of the metal roofing and see what their recommendations are for installation. But generally speaking, I don't think there's a right approach. So go ahead and put a roof deck on and those rafters can go on from there.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, John. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Leslie, we have Janet, who's dealing with some insulation issues. What's going on, Janet?
I have a side entrance on my home that was sort of an add-on area that is not well insulated. am I better to find some sort of insulation to go up under this add-on, or should I pull the linoleum flooring up and the plywood underneath and insulate and then put the flooring back on?
Well, Janet, it sounds from your question like you have the ability to get underneath that floor without tearing it up. And that would be optimal if that's the case. So let's presume that your area is over a crawl space. And if that's the correct situation, you would want to insert insulation between the floor joists, and you would do it from the underside. Tearing that floor out from the top when you can get under, it just doesn't make any sense. So I would insulate that floor, but I would also make sure that I'm checking the ceiling above. If there is an attic space above that room, that area should also be insulated. And then thirdly, you could do the walls, making sure that you're sealing out any gaps that could be forming around there. But generally, the most important thing to insulate in any area is the ceiling first, followed by the floors. I mean, always think about the heat escapes from your head. So like put a hat on your head, put an insulation in the attic. That will do the same kind of thing. You know, just because the heat rises, and floors are generally easier to insulate and the walls are kind of the hardest. So they would be the last step unless you're doing some major construction or some other work inside the house. But either way, this is wonderful. You're trying to seal out those energy leak areas, and it's definitely easier to go from under the floor and above the ceiling than taking it apart from the middle. I hope that makes some sense to you, and you get cozy real soon, Janet.
All right, Leslie, we've got Gary in my home state of Michigan on the line who's dealing with some concrete issues. What's going on, Gary?
I have a concrete porch that was installed about 10 years ago. And the top is flaking pretty quickly, it seems like. And I just need to know what is the best solution to take care of this problem.
Yeah, Gary, you know, it's hard when the concrete kind of just starts to flake apart. And generally it happens because there's a crack, water gets underneath it, that crack sort of freezes and it kind of starts to lift up and then fall apart. If you try to just put some regular concrete on top of it, nothing's going to stick. So you really need to look for a product that's made for repair, resurfacing, and that's formulated to really stick to those areas. You want to look at Quikrete. It has a product called Recap, and that will do just that. In fact,
is that the real light one, Leslie, with like the silicone?
Yeah, well, no. This one's kind of a gray concrete tone. You mix it up, and it's interesting because it kind of feels like a little bit of an epoxy mix when you mix it, but it's like it's almost like it's rubbery. It has that like compoundy feel, but it's definitely worth the work. You can also use a paddle mixer when you're doing larger projects. I remember when I did the basement floor and had to mix up large bits of adhesive, I used that mixer paddle to sort of build up a 5-gallon bucket of the mastic, which really was hugely helpful. But you kind of mix it, you pour it out, you can sort of travel it out or use the bottom of a broom or a brush to push it around, and then it kind of finishes up the space as well. Because you're outside, you want to have something that's got a little bit of a grit to it, so you can use a broom finish that will help you make sure you don't slip when it does get icy outside, but it's designed to stick, and it sticks like crazy to that old concrete surface, and that's really what you want, and that's really going to give you a whole new concrete look when you are done. So definitely a project that's wonderful for you and the best way for you to proceed with these situations. Thanks so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. You know, Halloween is right around the corner. You might be running out of time, but you still want to haunt your house in style. So coming up, we've got some easy last-minute Halloween decor ideas that you can whip up in a single afternoon using stuff that you've already got at home. No craft store trip required. That's coming up next after this. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at Pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, Money Pit listeners, are you ready to give your kitchen or bath a seriously stunning upgrade without the cost or mess of a full renovation? Well, we have teamed up with our friends at Deich Coatings to give one lucky listener a Marble Dream resurfacing kit. It's a DIY kit that can completely transform your old laminate, wood, or stone countertops into gorgeous full marble in just a weekend. And get this, it's a prize worth around $150. It's got everything you need in that kit. It is a wonderful kit that will deliver professional results that are beautiful, durable, and best part, totally doable. To enter to win our Marble Dream Kit giveaway, give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement questions. You can check the kit out at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. But give us a call for your chance to win. Well, if Halloween totally snuck up on you this year, don't worry. There is still time to turn your space from ho-hum to haunted. And the best part, these last-minute ideas use things that you likely already have lying around the house. So let's start with an all-time favorite. Ghosts that are made from cheesecloth or gauze. You want to drape them over balloons or a foam ball or even an upside-down mixing bowl. And you can spray that cheesecloth or gauze with starch, or you can dilute some glue, and that's going to stiffen the shape. And once it dries, voila, you have floating ghosts to hang from trees or from the chandelier. You can make them big. You can make them small. They are so fun, and they look great. If you have some black felt kicking around, you can cut out little circle eyes and whatnot for funny faces and glue them right to the cheesecloth. Now, black trash bags, those equal instant Halloween magic. You can cut them into large spider web shapes and tape them to the windows, the wall, the porch railing. And if you add a big DIY spider made from rolled up socks or newspaper wrapped in black duct tape, you have got a web that looks store-bought but isn't. Now, when it comes to making the spider web out of the black trash bags, you kind of fold them up like you would paper when you're making like paper dolls or gingerbread men, that type of thing. And then, or even the snowflakes from when you were kids, and just kind of work on a quarter of it and cut out, you know, a part of your spider web shape. And when you unfold it,
Ta-da! Now, if you want to do a spooky silhouette, you can turn plain paper or cardboard into those eerie silhouettes. So like a cat or a bat or a witch or a spooky tree, you cut them out and backlight them with LED candles in the window or lanterns on your porch. Even simple black construction paper cutouts on the wall will add that creepy drama. If you want some candlelight with a twist, grab your glass jars, mason jars, or old candle holders and wrap them in torn up gauze or tissue to make mummy lights. You can add googly eyes and drop in LED tea lights or battery-operated candles. They're safe, they're glowy, and they add perfect Halloween vibes to your mantle and your steps. And here's a fun one, DIY potion bottles. Raid your pantry, empty spice jars, wine bottles, olive oil containers, they can all become witchy potions. You add food coloring to water, and then you make a handwritten label, or if you're good with the Photoshop or InDesign, you can make a really cool-looking label, and you can write things like zombie breath or troll tears, and then you arrange them on a tray or a bookshelf or the mantle or whatever, and they become awesome and creepy. So even if you waited until now, you know, the last howl, you can still transform your home into a Halloween haven. It's not about just spending money. It's about getting creative, having fun, and maybe using some of those mystery craft supplies that you kind of been hoarding for years, thinking, oh, one day I will use this random piece of moss. Well, today is that day, my friends.
Just think, Leslie, if you're only passionate about it.
Oh, my God. I love Halloween. I love it.
No way.
All right, Jamie, who's up next? And hopefully they love Halloween, too.
All right, Leslie, Lauren left us a message and has a question about some siding issues and some overgrowth. Let's see what she has to say.
Last year, my husband and I...
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Would we contact a painter? Are painters usually equipped to also do cedar siding repair?
Yeah, I know ivy always seems like a great idea when it's first planted. It's kind of charming, and it's even pretty when it's on a brick building, but it's not the best thing for the building itself. Beautiful to look at, but not the best. You know, when you put it on a house that has wood siding, I think the siding, well, rather, I think the ivy thinks that the siding is the dirt, and it just kind of finds a way to go under the boards and around the boards and in through everything. So it's going to end up being a lot more maintenance to keep wood siding, to keep those vines from growing on top of it. Other sidings are going to be gorgeous, too. They're just going to have different levels of maintenance. So I think with the cedar siding, it's a lot more maintenance than, say, a vinyl siding. But I don't think the fact that you've had some damage to it means that you should completely go in a totally different direction. What I would suggest is you get a good painter to work on prepping that material. It's going to have to probably be wire brushed, sanded, scraped, kind of whatever it takes to get that surface ready to accept the new paint. And when you do that, at that point, you'll know how many boards have to be replaced. And the painter may be able to do that, but you'll probably need to hire maybe just a carpenter or a handyman to come and take care of that part of it. Now, in terms of staining, I would recommend that you prime it and then use a solid color stain because that's just going to last the longest. It's the most saturated. It really does a good job to kind of stay on the house, keep the house stained, and caulk the seams. And you can even also, at that point, caulk around the windows and the doors because that's something typically a painter would do. But if you decide to take everything off, I would probably recommend that you go with a hardy plank siding because Hardy is the brand. Plank, so it can be hardy plank or hardy shingle. That's just sort of the shape of the siding. Is it a cementitious composite, Jim? It's kind of like a cement-based material.
Mm-hmm.
I have it on my house. It actually matches the color of the original siding. It's very beautiful. It's super durable. Everything is factory painted on all sides. And I think we put up our siding right after Hurricane Sandy, which would be 13 years ago because that's how old Charlie is. So that's how I always know.
That's how you gauge it, yeah.
I mean, I haven't had to do anything except pressure wash a couple of areas, you know, get rid of some spider webs. Maybe there's a little mildew in one spot.
Oh, that should be covered under warranty. Spider webs? Come on.
Ah, it's so great, and it's so durable. It is a little bit on the expensive side, but I just don't think you have to tear it all out because a little ivy got too close. I think you can restore it. You know what's always interesting when the when the ivy comes off the siding, but yet you still see all those little, I mean, it's almost like tentacles from like an octopus. You can kind of see the remnants of it on the house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you. There's some stuff you can do to sort of just refinish. You can change it if you want. I'm not sure what your budget is. Perhaps you're that secret Powerball winner in, I don't know, California, and you want to just do big projects. Then if that's you,
great.
Hurrah. But you've got a lot of good options here with your siding. I don't think you're out of luck just because you had some ivy.
Laura, thanks for reaching out to us at the Money Pit.
Coming up, we're sharing the spookiest, most budget-friendly ways to turn your yard into a haunted masterpiece. With glowing eyes in the bushes, floating ghosts in the trees, and creepy cauldrons that bubble and glow,
ooh,
these DIY Halloween lighting effects are quick, clever, and guaranteed to delight your trick-or-treaters or totally freak them out in the best way possible. That's what I mean. I mean, you know, scare them just a little. Stay tuned on how to bring your spooky yard to life after this.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes and Women in Government Board Chair. October 20th is World Osteoporosis Day. Osteoporosis can affect anyone over 50, even vibrant and athletic women. That's what makes this bone disease invisible and potential bone breaks so serious. Spinal fractures are the most common, yet heavily undiagnosed because height loss and back pain are often associated with aging or strain. Talk to your healthcare provider about osteoporosis screening and treatment. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
If you want to be wealthy, you have to have a wealthy mindset. How?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Walk away from easy money. Ignore most of the headlines because 95% of them are garbage. Always continue to reinvest.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within. Over enemies of fear. Enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, gets a lot of interesting calls to his office when folks are ready to tackle their gutters.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Marine Corporal Tisha Kay suffered spinal injuries and post-traumatic stress after multiple deployments. Her service dog, Q's, learned to pick up dropped keys, open doors, and interrupt flashbacks with a gentle paw. After 18 months of training, they graduated as a certified team. Tisha now speaks at veteran events about the power of patience, saying, "Q's didn't just give me independence, he gave me courage." For more inspirational stories and conversations, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What impact did the No Kings rally have on American discourse? Why is corporate America cashing in on the post-woke agenda? And how can political parties rein in the violent rhetoric?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, Money Pit listeners, we have a great prize up for grabs for you this hour. We have teamed up with our friends at Deich Coatings to give one lucky listener a marble dream resurfacing kit. That's a DIY kit that can completely transform any old laminate wood or stone countertop into gorgeous faux marble in just a weekend, and it's a prize worth around $150. You can have a beautiful look that feels modern and high-end without the demo, the dust, or that high bill from a contractor. And hey, if you've already used one of Deich's kits to create your own dream surface, don't forget to enter it into their 2025 Show Us Your Countertops contest. They're looking for amazing DIY transformations, and your project could win big. But don't wait. That entry deadline is October 31st. To enter their contest, you want to head on over to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. But for your chance to win here at the Money Pit, give us a call with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you've ever wanted to create a front yard so spooky that it stops trick-or-treaters in their tracks, but you don't want to break the bank doing it, we've got five fun, simple, and seriously effective lighting tricks that will make your home the eeriest on the block. So let's start with something ghostly and glowing, ghost lanterns in the tree. All you need are some white balloons, cheesecloth, fishing line, and a few glow sticks or LED tea lights. So this is the same as before. You're going to blow up that balloon. You're going to drape it with the cheesecloth. It doesn't work, though, if it's rainy outside, because the whole goal here is to sort of put that glue on the cheesecloth, have it shaped to the balloon, pop it once it's dried, you know? But if it gets damp, it's going to go womp, womp. So if it's a nice, dry Halloween, this is awesome. So what you want to do is, once you have the balloon with the ghost ready to go, you want it to look like a floating head. You can drop a glow stick inside that balloon. You can drape them with fishing line from tree branches or the porch eaves, and they'll kind of sway in the wind like glowing spirits. It's classic. It's still super creepy. You can use the glue to make them stiff and form. You can use the balloon to just kind of be a sort of a head shape. Either way, awesome use for cheesecloth, because
How often are you, like, wrapping up veggies for soup? Not very. So you've got cheesecloth in the drawer. Break it out. Now, it's super important also to think about what the house looks like at night. So maybe get some color-changing porch lights. You can swap out your regular porch bulbs for smart bulb or simple colored party bulbs like red or purple or orange. You can set them to flicker. If you want to get fancy, you can use a smart app to program spooky pulses or lighting effects. And if you really want to amp it up, you can set a spotlight in your yard to shine up onto your siding or your windows. It casts an ominous shadow and it gives your house the haunted mansion glow. It works great with like a strobing effect, or purple or red, I find works the best. Now, here's a subtle but great effect. Glowing eyes in the bushes. You can grab some empty toilet paper rolls and cut out pairs of spooky eyes. You can line the inside with red or green cellophane, and then you drop in a battery tea light or a glow stick, and then you tuck them into bushes, flower beds, under the steps, and once the sun goes down, it looks like all kinds of creatures are lurking around your home watching. It's the best. Now, let's light the path to your haunted house. Lanterns or witch lights, we'll call them. You can use mason jars, painted tin cans, or recycled food containers and fill them with fairy lights or glow sticks. Wrap them in gauze. You can paint on jack-o'-lantern faces. You can label them witch's brew or enter if you dare. And you can line that walkway for a soft, eerie glow that will guide those trick-or-treaters in if they are brave enough. And finally, our favorite show stopper. It's a DIY cauldron. It smokes and glows. You're going to need a plastic cauldron, a fog machine, or some dry ice. Always use gloves when you're handling the dry ice, and some purple or green LED lights. You can place your fog source inside the cauldron and light it from below, and suddenly it looks like a witch is cooking up something real, and you can add a speaker with a bubbling sound effect, and this setup is guaranteed to be a neighborhood favorite. You don't need a big budget or a pro setup to create big Halloween drama, you guys. Just a few smart ideas and a little creativity. And best of all, these spooky lighting projects are easy enough to pull off in a weekend afternoon, just in time to haunt your money pit in style. I love this time of year. I think you can all tell. All right, Jim, who's up next?
All right, Leslie, we're going to head out to Delaware now, kind of in your neck of the country there. And we've got Debbie on the line, and she's got something, it says here, about smoke smell and paint, a popcorn ceiling. What's going on there, Debbie?
And I bought the house I'm in. It has like a popcorn ceiling, and the ceiling was just, you know, you could lift a picture even on the wall, so you could see the nicotine stain on the wall. Anyways, it was painted over by contractors, but I'm not sure what's happening in the kitchen especially. It's from the sides where it meets the vertical walls, what would be more economical or wiser to actually have that a professional come and scrape that ceiling off, or would the labor be so intensive as maybe to put a thin layer, if it's possible, like a sheetrock up there, or possibly maybe a wood treatment. I live in a beachy area, and I think I've seen some homes that do have wood in the ceiling. Sort of like maybe a whitewash type of thing. I'm not sure.
All right. Hey, Debbie. Well, here's the thing. If you've got a section of popcorn ceiling that's not adhering, it's separating, sadly, you're going to have to scrape off the rest. And, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean the entire ceiling, but you do have to get rid of anything that's loose because you're not going to be able to reseal that. And once you do this, there's a type of popcorn repair product that comes in sort of like a large aerosol can, and you would have to, of course, mask off the cabinets and anything else in that area that you don't want to get this on, and then you can spray it and restore that gap area where you took off the old loose popcorn. Now, it is going to be a different color, so then you would have to paint the popcorn ceiling. It's not a great project. I truly just hate painting ceilings in general. I feel like no matter what I do, it hurts my neck. So there's got to be a better way, but sadly, that's just the issue when painting a ceiling. However, when you paint a popcorn ceiling, if you happen to just go at the popcorn with a traditional roller, what's going to happen is you're going to roll onto the popcorn ceiling, And the style of roller and the wet of the paint is just going to pull the rest of that popcorn away. So you have to go with one that's made specifically for popcorn ceilings. It's kind of like a thick roller, and it has slices in it, almost like a spiral ham. And it uses a lot of paint. And then you use that on the ceiling and just kind of work your way from one side to the other. And you can put a second coat on if you need. I mean, most people don't really like popcorn ceilings anymore. But you've got one, so you're kind of stuck with it.
I really don't like it.
I shouldn't say you're stuck with it. It's just, it's a bigger project. It's another project. If you want to just make that popcorn ceiling go away completely, you can scrape it all off. And then once you're done and that surface is smooth, you would prime it and then paint it. And in this case, instead of using a ceiling paint, which kind of has a little bit of a sheen to it, I would go with a flat paint, period. Not even a ceiling paint, just a flat old latex paint, because that lack of sheen will make any unevenness in that ceiling surface kind of go away. If there is a sheen, you will notice every imperfection. And I'm sad to say that when you do take off a popcorn ceiling, there are going to be imperfections. So if you do choose to scrape it all off, sand it, get it smooth, prime it, and just paint it with a simple flat paint, and it comes out pretty good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you reaching out to me.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Debbie. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Halloween's over. I know it's not technically, but, you know, I'm giving you tips for when Halloween is over. Well, we want your porch to look really good, right? And not look like it's just been a mess of trick-or-treaters. So we're going to share some tips on how you can pack away all of those spooky decorations so they're ready to go next year. We've got Halloween Cleanup Made Simple next. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Concrete facet and concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, Money Pit listeners, you want to give your kitchen or bath a seriously stunning upgrade without the cost or mess of a full renovation? Well, our friends at Deich Coatings are helping us give one lucky listener a Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit. That's a DIY kit that can completely transform all your old laminate, wood, and stone surfaces into gorgeous full marble in just a weekend. It's a prize worth around $150. You can check it out at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com, but give us a call for help with your home improvement projects and for your chance to win at 888-MONEY-PIT. All right, so Halloween came, you spooked the neighbors, the kids cleaned you out of candy, and now your porch looks like the aftermath of a haunted hayride. Well, before the cobwebs start blowing into your gutters and the pumpkins turn to mush, let's talk about how to wrap up Halloween the right way with smart storage, safe cleanup, and a head start on next year. So let's start with the pumpkins. I mean, let's tackle the messiest, gross part first. If they are still in good shape and you didn't carve them, you're in luck. Those uncut pumpkins can actually last a while and be repurposed into fall decor. Just add a few mums and blammo, you have a great Thanksgiving display. Now, if you have carved rotting pumpkins, you can compost them. Pumpkins are great organic material for garden beds. Just remove the candles if there's paint or decorations. No compost pile. You can check with your local municipality. Some towns do offer drop-off spots for yard waste and organics after Halloween. I kind of just toss them into the flower bed, too. Not all of them, but I do toss one or two in there because the squirrels will continue to eat them, and they're good for the garden bed. So good tip there. Also, I do just drag some to the curb. You know, what are you going to do? Got to get rid of them. Now, indoor decor, you can sort and store them all smartly. Don't just toss everything into one bin. Take an extra 15 minutes, sort the decor by type or room, wrap string lights and delicate garlands around cardboard to keep them from nodding, and use clear bins or labels so that next year's setup is quick and painless. Also, ditch that broken skeleton and those melted candles now. Don't store things that you're just going to throw away next year. Chuck them, buy something on sale, and replace that space with something new and fun. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I'm going to do. I don't know. Who knows? And your outdoor decor, dry it out before you box it up. If you've had an inflatable, those faux gravestones or spooky lights outside, make sure everything is dry before you store it. That moisture can lead to mold and damage. You want to lay everything out on a tarp in the garage for a few hours before you pack it up. You can store those Halloween items together in a bin labeled Porch and Yard Halloween. You will thank yourself when it's time to go next October. Hopefully we start a week or so earlier so you can really scare the neighbors. And batteries and technology. You want to remove the batteries from anything that lights up or moves. Storing batteries inside is the fastest way to kill the battery, but also the product. You want to store spare bulbs and remote controls in a zip bag and toss it right into the bin with the thing that it controls. And just like that, you have cleared out the haunted house and made room for all the cozy fall vibes and maybe even just a little hint of holiday sparkle coming your way next. Your Halloween's decor is safe, your pumpkins are doing the part in the compost bin, and your sanity is intact. Now on to Thanksgiving.
Fall is the perfect time to knock out those small but mighty home projects. And coming up in Leslie's Last Word, easy weekend wins to keep your house clean, cozy, and winter ready. From water heaters to furnace filters to chemical-free cleaning tricks you can make yourself, Leslie will show you how to set your home up for a smooth season ahead. That's next on The Money Pit.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Help me get to know Donald a little bit. He was one of the first students to say, yeah, I did the research before hopping on for this session.
Yeah, that's a huge quality and asset to a CEO or anybody that's hiring is looking for someone that takes the initiative, that does the research to find out what they can do better to support that team, that organization, that school. So where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years?
I think I'll probably be attending college for sports or like entrepreneurship.
What kind of business do you plan on starting?
I do like a lot of things, so I can't really put a finger on one thing.
Well, you are in the right place right now.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes and Women in Government Board Chair. October 20th is World Osteoporosis Day. Osteoporosis can affect anyone over 50, even vibrant and athletic women. That's what makes this bone disease invisible and potential bone breaks so serious. Spinal fractures are the most common, yet heavily undiagnosed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.